USA Radio News.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back to the program. Getting started, another day, another dollar or two being discussed right here on the show. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Love to have you on board. Get with the Brain Trust. Talk to us about whatever's on your mind. Now, what's on our mind today? Well, actually, what's on our mind is probably on your mind in some respect. It has to do with your mortgage and the question of, do you take extra money every month or a big lump sum and pay down your mortgage with it? Is that a wise decision? Is it prudent at this juncture? Well, a couple of questions need to be answered. First, a couple of questions need to be asked, and we're going to be asking those questions. And by the way, we'll answer them for you and with you coming up here in just a couple of moments. Now, you can get on board. You can talk to us about this or anything else. We'd love to talk to you. Just give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Just check. All the lines are open. They all work. They're ready for you to call about anything that's on your mind from a money standpoint. 877-752-6637. We have some emails to get to as well at wealthed.com at the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. So, mortgages, yeah, maybe it's a good idea to pay off your mortgage. Maybe it's not. Some questions you need to be asking yourself. A lot of people say it's your biggest debt. Well, it may be your biggest debt. Is this something that should be gotten rid of if it is your biggest debt? We'll talk about that. You want to talk to Professor Plum about this or anything else off the air? Any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, they're ready to talk to you at 800-644-1150. You can speak with an advisor at Lucia Capital Group. Get in touch with them. Talk to them about maybe your mortgage strategy, maybe your Social Security strategy. Maybe you could talk to them about your entire retirement strategy. That's what they're there for. 800-644-1150, the off-air number. And again, on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I hear this a lot. What's your biggest debt? Well, first of all, you know, debt, as a rule, Professor Plum, can be, in most cases, not a good thing. You're generally better off if you do not have a lot of debt to your name.
But there's also, you know, some people will call it bad debt.
Are you a good debt or a bad debt?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And there are times where you can use debt efficiently in your investing, in your financial life.
Right.
And there's times where debt is just purely detrimental. Now, being debt-free, debt-free is not the worst thing in the world. That is not what we're talking about. So there's a lot of people out there that say paying off your mortgage is the only thing you should accomplish. And you know what? If you do it, fine. You're debt-free. That's great. But is it the best, most efficient use of those extra dollars? And it also depends on where you live and how big the debt is. But a lot of times, getting out of debt, paying a bunch of money towards your mortgage, or not a bunch, but a little bit towards your mortgage to try to be debt-free instead of in 30 years, in 20 years, is not the best use of that extra money.
Yeah, I've heard it said to young couples in some instances, well, you've got extra money, right? You got $300 or $400 a month. What should you do with it? Well, the best course of action, because you've got a $200,000 mortgage or a $300 or whatever it is, depending on where you live, is to put that toward the mortgage. Because look at all the interest you're going to be paying over the course of this loan.
Well, and that's when they talk about paying off the mortgage. Look at the interest that you're saving. If you take a 30-year mortgage out to its total, maturity of 30 years, you've paid a lot in interest, and I'm not going to dispute that. You pay a lot in interest. And so the focus is on, look at how much interest you could save by putting an extra couple hundred dollars a month toward your mortgage. Instead of paying, you know, $150,000 in interest over the 30 years, you may only pay $100,000 in interest. You saved $50,000. I'm just making these numbers up, but that's basically the way it goes. But what they don't talk about is, what's the opportunity cost for saving that interest? Especially in today's mortgage interest environment, with mortgages for some people in the threes, or even in the twos if you've got a 15-year mortgage. Even getting a new mortgage today, it's still pretty inexpensive. You know, on a 30-year, it's probably, what, 4.25% maybe? Maybe four. In the long term, and we're not talking about people that take out mortgages today, most of them are not going to have it paid off, even if they wanted to, in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. That's going to take them 20 plus years, assuming they live in the house that long, a long time. So the question is, do I want to make that extra payment towards the house and earn the equivalent of 4% or whatever my interest payment is, whatever my cost is? Or should I do something else with it? Should I do something that may be able to make me more than the cost of the mortgage? And the key there is may. The mortgage price, the interest rate, is a guaranteed expense. That's a given. You know it's costing you whatever your interest rate is. The investment result of doing something else is a may be able to do better. Now, over a 15, 20-year period of time, dollar cost averaging, using, you know, stock market or other issue type investments, I have a very high confidence that you will do better than 4.5%, whatever the mortgage is, over that time period that we're talking about. I can't guarantee it, but I have a very high confidence that you can make it work in on your behalf.
Well, you look at this, yeah, not to interrupt, but I am. when you have if you have a 4% mortgage, deductible in many cases, your rate of return when you pay that mortgage down is 4%, or a little less, depending on if you want to throw in the tax deduction for that. So the question, Professor Plum, that you're asking is, instead of getting that guaranteed, which is what that is, 4% rate of return by paying down your mortgage, can you get something better than that, although not guaranteed, by going out and investing somewhere?
And how likely? Now, back in the day, you know, back in the 80s when interest rates were higher and mortgage rates were significantly higher,
yeah,
it wasn't quite the same idea. You know, when interest rates are very high, you want to lock in as an investor to those rates, but you don't want to lock in as a borrower. But the exact opposite is potentially true when they flip-flop and interest rates are very low. When interest rates are very, very low, where they have been, I mean, last year we sent historic lows. When interest rates are very, very low, you want to lock in those long rates as a borrower, but not as an investor. So over my adult, you know, lifetime, I've seen it go from one side to the other. Very, very high, historically high rates, where you could get CDs in the 12, 13, 14% rate, and a good mortgage was 12%, and then go the other way where a CD is 1% and a good mortgage is 3.5% on a 30-year mortgage. So it's about the opportunity cost and it's about you. Do you think that over the time horizon that that mortgage will be in existence, you think you can receive a better rate of return doing something else? It's not just the interest I save. Sure, in my example earlier, I could save $50,000 in interest. But what if instead of doing that, I put that same dollar amount instead of into the mortgage, the extra dollar amount, into a Roth IRA, and I earned 6, 7, 8%. And so over that same period of time, I could, at the end of, you know, the 20 years, whatever I would have been paid off before, I still have all the money in the Roth IRA, plus I didn't save the 50,000, but now I have an extra 80,000 over and above the remaining balance on the mortgage in the Roth IRA.
But you still, of course, you still have a mortgage left.
Right. And so the idea is, where am I going to be when I'm ultimately going to have this mortgage paid off? Where would I be if I had done something else? I like doing the Roth IRA, or even without the Roth IRA, I like doing an investment if I've got that 15 plus time horizon to deal with. And most people that are putting an extra $100 or $200 a month into their mortgage, they're not going to have it paid off any sooner than 15, 20, 25 years. So I still have that investment time horizon. Now, I've also met individuals who, if they don't put the money in, now this is an issue where we have to, again, go back to know yourself. there's a big difference between you saying, okay, my mortgage is $1,500 a month, and I've got an extra $500 a month. I can put the $500 into the mortgage and be done with the mortgage, you know, 8-10 years early, so I'm only going to be into it for 20 years, or I'm going to put it into a Roth IRA. But you know that if you don't put it into the mortgage, you're not going to save it either. You know, you don't have that discipline. For some reason, people are built to have the discipline to pay down the debt, but they don't have the discipline to invest. If you know that you're in that type of a situation, then the mortgage is not the worst thing in the world, paying down the mortgage. But most people, if they have the discipline to be able to apply that extra dollar amount to an investment account over that long term, you will do better with the investment account, and you'll be able to pay off the mortgage at the same time either way, but you'll have extra money left over. Your out-of-pocket is the same either way. In my example where my mortgage was $1,500 a month and I had an extra $500, I'm either going to put $2,000 a month out-of-pocket into my mortgage, or I'm going to put $1,500 into the mortgage and $500 into another investment. Either way, I'm out of my pocket $2,000 a month. So out-of-pocket cash flow, it's the same way. So just from a purely financial standpoint, where am I going to potentially get the better rate of return? Paying down the mortgage or paying into an investment account? Now, on the other side, I have flexibility by not paying that. If I pay down my mortgage and then I run into a bad time where I need some money, and this goes both ways for good and bad, I had to reborrow it from the house.
And oftentimes when you need that money, the bank is going to say,
You don't qualify.
You don't qualify because you need the money because you don't have your job or something, you know, whatever it is, you're in too much debt.
But the investment portfolio, and I can get to.
Because it's a Roth.
But it's also a bad thing if I can get to it and I don't have the discipline to leave it alone.
877-PLANNER. We're going to leave us alone for the next 3 to 4 minutes and come back with more questions and answers. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, lines open. Call us now, 877-PLANNER. Back with more right after this.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, Call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Planner, we got some lines open for you. 877-PLA-NNER. You got a question, a comment, a concern about money, about where you're going? Can you make it to retirement? You say, I've got an annuity. I don't know what I want to do with it. Maybe I should have it. Maybe I shouldn't have it, or I'm being pitched something. What about life insurance? Do I need life insurance? How much do I have? Do I need more? Tell us about your situation. Give us a call, 877-PLA-NNER. Brain Trust, standing by to talk to you about anything that happens to be on your mind. Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, talking about paying off the mortgage a little bit and some reasons why you may or may not. Some people are horrified, Professor Plum, when I suggest at all that maybe there's somebody out there who shouldn't work toward paying off their mortgage. They look at it as, you know, there are some even big radio and, you know, TV people who their only message is
get out of debt.
Get out of debt, which is not a bad thing.
No, and when you get to retirement without a mortgage, you're probably feeling pretty good. But the question is, not necessarily are you feeling good, but could you have been better? Now, paying off your mortgage is not the worst thing in the world, and it makes life easier at the end of time, or at the end when you're getting to retirement without a mortgage. But can you have paid off the mortgage in another way, in a more efficient manner? That's the only thing we're talking about here. Using the Roth IRA is a very reasonable way to go if you haven't already funded your Roth IRA. If you've already funded your Roth IRA, you've already maxed out your 401ks, and you are looking for another place to go, well, now it's going to go back to how old are you? What is your risk temperament? What is your, you know, how do you feel about the time horizons?
How much time do you have left on your mortgage, and what your balance is, I would think.
And what you can apply towards it. Now, we've been talking about long-term issues. I have a 30-year mortgage, you know, I'm 2 years into it, so I got 28 years left, and if I apply another $200-$400 a month, whatever the number is, how soon will it be paid off? It's still going to be 15-plus years. That's a pretty long time horizon. That is a time horizon where I can actually be an investor. I can use the markets to my advantage. At least in historical terms, I've always been rewarded for doing that, especially since I'm going to be dollar cost averaging into the volatility. On the other side, if I can add $5,000 a month to it, and I can have it gone, the mortgage gone in 3-4 years, can I earn the equivalent of the cost of the mortgage over the next 3-4 years? Probably not. So paying off the mortgage is probably the best option going. But everything we're talking about stems from the idea that you have the discipline that if you don't pay it into the additional mortgage, that you pay it into your investment portfolio. Unfortunately, a lot of us get caught up in the idea that, yeah, we're going to pay it down quicker, or we're going to pay into the, you know, our investments,
right?
And we don't. And we get out there, we still have the mortgage, and we don't have the investment account. That's a problem. Either, you know, so paying down the mortgage is better than having, you know, whether you do a 15 or a 30-year mortgage. The 15 pays less interest. The payment's quite a bit higher. But the question is, can you afford to do that over the lifetime of that mortgage? And if you say yes, and I was talking to some people yesterday, some finance students from a local college, and one of their parents was a big advocate of paying off everything before you start investing. And these individuals are in their young 20s. They're working, they should be doing Roth IRAs rather than really focusing on putting an extra $200 or $300 a month into their mortgage. They will be better served over time by doing that. But they're fighting in their own minds which way to go. They're learning about finance. They're learning about investing. They're learning about what they can do. They have the time horizon on the other side, but they have the parental influence on the other side, and they're trying to figure out, first off, which way should they go? And if they do decide to go towards the investing side, what do they tell their dad? That one's always fun.
Well, can you blame him? I mean,
well, I know. I'm just, you know, that's... it's
sure.
You want to respect the father, especially the parents that are helping you pay for your college at the time. As I mentioned, they were college students. But anyway, it's everybody's going to be a little bit different on this. And it's all about, I think, being efficient. Now, if you have the choice between a 15-year mortgage and a 30-year mortgage, the reason to do the 15 is because you know for a fact that you have that extra cash flow, and you want, in fact, you want to get it, you know, through paying it in shorter than 15 years. You want to be done, you know, in 8 years, 7 years. You want to be out of that mortgage as soon as possible, so that lower interest rate will really help. On the other side, if you can't, if you're thinking that 15-year mortgage payment is a little bit tight, I see no problem with going with the 30-year mortgage and investing the extra money for the next 15 years, assuming you will invest the money. That's one of the big problems. Now, over time, you will probably do a lot better, especially if you have the ability to do the Roth IRA. But if all it is putting it into a 401k, saving it automatically, getting it done, saving that extra money, efficiency is on your side if you are an investor and if you have that investment time horizon. We have to look at the time horizon. And if you have the time horizon, you have to use it efficiently. You can't be just sitting there putting the money in the cash account. You can't be building up a bank account or a short-term bond account as an alternative to paying down your mortgage, unless flexibility is now, the major key.
Now, you said if you're trying to pay it off in 7 or 8 years,
right,
and you get a 15 and you have a lower interest rate, does at that point putting money into a Roth IRA to try to have this pay off in 7 years, does that make less sense now because you only have maybe 7 years, that you can't guarantee that it will be that after 7 years you'll have it paid off?
Pretty much. I mean, the shorter the time horizon, we lose that investment time horizon.
Yes.
We start getting into more of a saver's time horizon rather than an investor's time horizon. And now that guaranteed cost and the potential outcome, I don't have the same high confidence in the outcome as I do with a 15-20-year time horizon.
No, and you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because anything can happen over 7 years.
Anything can happen. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen over the next 4 years, let alone after that. So I'm looking at more of investment versus saving time horizon. We have a lot of people that will say, you know what, I have enough money in my bank account or whatever the case may be, my investment account, to pay off my mortgage right now. Should I pay off my mortgage? Now, there's two ways to look at it. From a cash flow standpoint, it's very difficult to invest the money, maintain the principal, and keep the cash flow available to make the payment. But on the other side, it's a matter of time horizon. Can I invest it? So the question I would have for an individual that says that is, if you don't pay off the mortgage, what are you going to do with this money? I've had people answer me, well, I'll just leave it invested. And I can make the payment. The payment is not an issue. The question is, should I pay it off just to be more efficient? What would you do with the money if you don't pay off the mortgage? Well, I'd leave it alone for the next 10 years, 15 years. Okay, now you can be an investor. You're back to an investment time horizon. Now we can be an investor. Don't pay off the mortgage. Or, you know what? I'm real skittish. I'm just going to leave it in cash or something super safe. I can't afford in my mind to lose anything. Well, if that's the case, pay it off. Because if I leave it in a, what's a bank account earning right now, 1%? And it's costing me 4%? I'm losing ground in this situation. So it's a difficult situation for some people to grasp, but it's a matter of opportunity. It's a matter of time horizon. And unfortunately, emotions do come to play in this.
They do. So if you have it sitting around in cash, but somebody says, I got $80,000 sitting in cash, but I got an $80,000 mortgage by coincidence, but I hate to see that cash go away. I just like to have it. Well, the thing is this. The mortgage can go away, and if you can set up some kind of home equity line of credit where if you did need that cash, you'd have access to it that way.
Right, and it doesn't cost you, what, $50 a year maybe or something?
Yeah, but if you don't use it.
Make the payment that you were making to the mortgage back to the cash account.
Exactly.
Build up your cash account again.
Exactly. And that's what happens. But you have it available to you. as an emergency account, which might be better than having 80 grand sitting around earning 0.01 in a money market.
And a mortgage costing you 4%.
Exactly. 877-PLANNER. We'll take your calls when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLA-NNER. More Bucket Strategy Investing right after this.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Yeah.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
What she got on now?
You mind?
I mind. Oh, yeah. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. People don't know what we're talking about. I'm sorry. If you do know what you're talking about, you're laughing. How about that? Great movie. Great movie.
Just brings a smile to your face.
It really does. It really does. All right. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Hey, don't forget, we'll get some emails in a little bit, but if you want to stop by our website, you can click the link, because it's been up there for about a week, where you can go directly to our website and get your free copy of The 8 Most Important Elements of Social Security That Everyone Should Know. It's a must-read, in my opinion, by Professor Plum, who knows a thing or two about this stuff. We've whittled it down to the 8 most important elements of Social Security that everyone should know. And it's a quick read, but as I said, it's an important read. And if you want to get your copy of it, you go to our website, wealthed.com. You'll see it right there in the middle, the little banner. Click on that and just fill in the information right there, email and name and whatever else it asks for, and we'll send it to you. We will send it to you, and you'll have it. And then stay tuned. As I've been talking about this, we'll have a video connected with that as well as we get more in-depth into some of these things. So check it out there at wealthed.com. Our phone lines are open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We do have room for you. If you've got a money question of any kind, it does not have to be on mortgages, although we're talking about mortgages right now for just a little bit longer, because it is on a lot of people's minds, and we've had questions on this, Professor Plum. So see if you agree with this. There are times when you should pay off a mortgage and times you should not. I would say you should not pay off your mortgage if you have a lot of consumer debt, especially at high interest rates.
I've seen that, though. I've seen people that had, you know, $15,000, $20,000 of credit card debt in the 14, 18, 20% range. Mm-hmm. And they were paying the minimums on those cards, but they were paying an extra $300, $400, $500 a month against their mortgage, which at the time I saw this, it was about 4.75% deductible.
Wow. You know?
And they were saying, because I have to get out of debt. Well, it's much more efficient to pay off the high interest stuff first. And then, you know, when you get done with that one, take that money that you were paying towards that and apply it to the next one, along with the payment you were making, and start doubling down and get rid of those. And you'll be out of debt a lot quicker by paying off the high interest rate stuff first rather than the low interest rate. And it just works a lot better. Credit cards are one of the biggest detriments to financial security, really. And so we have to get control of those. Otherwise, we're just wasting interest dollars for a long time. It takes forever to get out of credit card debt, especially the way interest rates are running right now with credit card debt. So, yeah, I would say that if you've got high consumer debt, Now, I'm not so much as getting out of the car loan unless it's a really high interest rate, too. At least with the credit card, if I pay it down, normally if I run into trouble, I can use the card again.
But there's a definition of trouble. It's not the trouble is that I needed that. You know,
I need to go out to dinner tonight and with my friends and spend $100 for dinner.
Or I needed some new accessories for my car, or I needed some
new about
audio equipment. Yeah, trouble. Yeah, emergency.
If I pay down my car but don't pay it off, it doesn't change my cash flow until I pay it off.
Exactly.
If I pay down my credit card, I can continue to pay it. But if I need to, I can get – if it's an emergency – you can use your card again.
Some other reasons, we'll get to those in a bit. We do have some folks on hold, so we're going to get to the phone calls right now. In fact, we have three people on hold, but we have three more lines open for you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We had a mortgage question. Let's bring Steve up next then, I think in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Steve.
Hi, good morning.
How can we help you?
Okay, so my question is, should I get a mortgage? The house I live in now, it's paid for. And I'm 57, and I'm ready to leave work. So if I can come out with $400,000 or $425,000 when I sell this house and move another house, I'm hoping I can get one for around $350,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to put maybe $100,000 down and have a $250,000 mortgage, even though I don't want one. But I don't know if that's wise or if that's too much. But I also, I have a okay account I have with my mutual funds and stocks and cash, and I also have $320,000 in cash I'm just sitting on so I can find a house. But if I can sell this one I'm in and then have around a $250,000 mortgage, I wanted to start investing the rest of that money into my mutual funds and such, like you were just talking about, instead of just paying cash for another house. And
okay, if you do take on a mortgage, where are you going to get the payment to make the mortgage?
Well, partly from selling this house I have here in Los Angeles, and then...
So from your investments?
Well, I want to, off the cash I have. Right now, without selling the house, I have $320,000 in my money market, and then I was going to say if I just sold my house and added to it, I'd have $720,000.
Right.
But I don't want to write a check for $350,000, I don't think, just to...
Well, let's say that you house. Let's say you do not, or you do get the mortgage, and so you don't use all this $700,000 for buying the house. What would you do with the money that's in cash? Would you leave it in cash and just take the mortgage out of that, or would you? Where would the payment from the mortgage come from?
Well, it would come out of that cash, and then
if it's going to come out of cash and you're going to leave it in cash, pay cash for the house.
Even if I have a surplus of cash?
You're still going to have a surplus of cash. I mean, the question, if you're going to leave it in, you know, $350,000, $400,000 sitting in cash, $700,000 sitting in cash, and that's earning 1%, and it may earn 2% over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, it may, and unless you expect interest rates to spike and get up over the cost of the mortgage in the not-too-distant future, 5 years down the line or less, you're just spending a lot of money in interest that you may or may not need. Unless you're a gambler on interest rates, I'd say, you know, why deal with it? You're costing yourself money.
I understand you there. I didn't want to plow any more money into my mutual funds until I can sell this house I'm in. So after I sell it, I was going to plow more in there and then maybe get my cash back down to around $300,000, because I have to just bridge a gap until I'm 61 and start collecting my pension, which was $30,000.
Okay. So you need to have a strategy in place to show you where the money's going to come from 57, 58 to 61, and then ultimately Social Security down the line after that, so that you know where the money's going to come from, you know how much you need, you know what's going on, and it may be that you take a mortgage, because once the pension kicks in, once the Social Security kicks in, you're going to have enough direct income to make so it won't be difficult making a $1,200 a month or whatever, $1,300 a month mortgage payment. And so it's really only a short-term gap until we get to those pensions to make the mortgage that we're going to take the money out of the cash. That's a different game than always having the money in cash and paying for it for the rest of life out of that cash account. So I think you do need to sit down and strategize on it. But so you're going to turn on a pension in 4 or 5 years of $30,000. Your Social Security is going to be how much not too long after that, potentially?
Well, around $1,800 a month, I guess.
So another $20,000 a year. So you've got nice income coming in. How much is it going to take to live and retire the way you want to retire?
Oh, well, if probably just say $50,000 a year. I mean, I'm pretty basic, but I just...
Okay.
Once I get my pension and Social Security, I still have all the rest of this to lean
right
back on.
So once you get the pension and Social Security, that covers all the income you need. Now, does that include making a mortgage payment?
Yeah, it would, because my living expenses are really low.
Okay, so once you get to Social Security age, the rest of this investment portfolio is just excess. It's fun, because all your expenses are paid for by the mortgage, pension and the Social Security. Now I don't have a problem having a mortgage, because making the payment, I'm not using my portfolio to make the payment. I'm using my pension and Social Security to make the payment and support all my needs, and this portfolio is just extra money. So in this case, I don't mind having a mortgage. So now it's just a matter of how big of a mortgage am I willing to take? $200,000, you know, I'd tailor the mortgage to a payment I'm willing to make over the next 5 years, knowing that after that, my pension and my Social Security would be enough to cover all my expenses.
Okay.
And I still would take a look at the overall portfolio and say, for the next 4 years, I need $50,000 a year to cover all my expenses. Make it 60. Give ourselves a little fun money. So how do I create a cash flow of $60,000 for the next 5 years, and then after that, I need a cash flow of maybe $10,000 or $11,000, $12,000 a year.
When the other plus, stuff kicks in.
Once everything else kicks in, plus inflation. So how should I allocate, how should I invest my overall portfolio, you know, to do what I want to do? Pull $100,000 off the side, use it as your emergency fund. Whatever amount makes it easy for you to sleep at night, you keep in cash. The rest of it, you bucketize so that you know that you can do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it, because you have the money set aside in the right types of investments for the right time horizons for the cash flow.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Steve, I gotta take a break. If you have some more questions, hold on and we'll talk to you about this on the other side, or we can talk to you off the air. A strategy here is important, but you know, he's 57, he just gotta bridge the gap a little bit.
Right, at first I didn't like the mortgage idea, but when he said he had a pension and the social coming in later on that's gonna cover all his needs, now I'm okay with it.
See, that's very helpful. Once again, we've talked about the benefits of guaranteed income, of having some kind of guaranteed income. Well, there you go right now. Look how much pressure it takes off the portfolio.
It's a wonderful thing.
It really is. If you only have to do a known 5 years or 6 or 7 years, it's a lot easier than an unknown 30 or 40. 877-PLANNER, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
I live alone and rarely have visitors, so when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Once again, one for Plum.
Thank you.
Did you bring this record from home?
I think it was an 8-track. No, they didn't have them back then. But yeah, no, I think they pulled this somewhere else.
Okay, I just wondered. I thought maybe you did bring the 8-track. I don't know.
I have this in my car at the moment.
Do you really?
It's one of the ones in my stack. And when there's no police around, I'll plug that in. And somehow my foot gets a little heavier. I go a little faster.
Yeah, there's certain songs that do that. it's good, especially if you're on a long drive somewhere. Oh, it's on cassette tape, I'm told. Right, that's what they said. Yes. Remember when cassettes came out and then they had that auto reverse feature?
Uh-huh.
And you plugged it in, you didn't have to take the tape out and flip it over.
Just a little button to push.
To do the other side. And sometimes when it got to the end, it would automatically just go back. And I remember I was a kid and I was thinking, you know, I wasn't that young, but how does it do that? Wow. I just couldn't fathom that. It's rolling one way and rolling the other way. Anyway, hey, I wasn't all that bright. What could I tell you? 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. There's another hour coming up. More bucket strategy investing. We were talking about paying off the mortgage, and I said if you have consumer debt, Professor, it probably doesn't make sense to pay off the mortgage. We know that there are reasons that you should pay off the mortgage. Very quickly, how about this one? If you're not maxing out your Roth or your other retirement plans, you sort of touched on this a little bit ago.
If we have the appropriate time horizon, I like doing the Roth IRA more than paying down the mortgage.
Yeah. Now, weren't you, I thought I heard you talking to a group of people about this just yesterday.
Yeah, some college students.
And we're learning them is what we're doing.
We're hoping to, yes.
Yeah.
And they were the ones I was mentioning earlier in the hour that one of their parents was very much into paying off everything first.
Yeah.
And I was more in this camp of, you know, the amount of money they could put towards a mortgage and then over and above that continue to pay down the mortgage. It was going to be 20 plus years before they had the mortgage paid off anyway.
Not that there's anything wrong with what Dad was saying.
I just thought that they would do better by doing Roth IRAs and, you know, instead of putting that $400, $500 a month extra into a Roth IRA on a monthly basis, I think they could do better than the 3.5% that the mortgage is costing them over the next 20 years. The other side of it is the likelihood that they're going to live in this house for 20 years was fairly small. I mean, it's their first home. In one other case, the other one was actually saving for a home. And so the Roth IRA really liked in that case because they thought it would be 4 or 5 years, more than five actually, before they were able to get a house. I like using the Roth IRA for a first-time home purchase. Especially for younger people, but it works for everybody.
Yeah.
But I just think there are more efficient ways. Dad was focusing on the interest that you would save by paying it off in 20 instead of 30 years. But he ignored the idea of what could I earn on that money in a different environment than just paying off the mortgage.
And that's what's overlooked by a lot of people.
And that's the unknown also because
of course.
Where the cost we know. The potential return, we don't know.
No, and it depends on a lot of factors. Time horizon being probably one of the biggest ones.
Risk temperament.
Risk temperament is another one. And if you don't have the risk temperament, then a lot of these numbers tend to go out the window. But yeah, you're right. It is hard to say, well, you know, Dad is a wise person.
He's just wrong here.
He's just wrong here. He's just flat wrong. I'm sorry. All right. How about this? What if the assets to pay it off are in retirement plans, and retirement plans that you might need to tap into to pay it down?
We've had that question quite a bit. It's like, well, you know, my spouse just retired. They've got $200,000 in their 403B, 401K, IRA, whatever the case may be. And we've got about $200,000 remaining on our mortgage. Should we just cash out the 403B and pay off the mortgage? Well, at that rate, you don't have enough money to pay off the mortgage. What do you mean I don't? I've got $200,000 in my 401K and the mortgage is $200,000. Yeah, but to get to that $200,000, you have to pay taxes. Now, I'm assuming the individual's over 59 and a half and we're not facing penalties, but it's a very expensive proposition. Well, I'm in the 15% bracket. It's only going to cost me $30,000 in taxes to pay this off. Not if you take $200,000 out, it's not going to be in the 15% bracket. You're going to jack your bracket probably, you know, from the 15 to the 28% or higher. That's a big difference. So if it's a smaller amount, you know, a $30,000, $40,000 amount, that's one thing. If it's $200,000, it makes it more difficult to pay it off, because the amount of taxes that are owed on that distribution from the retirement account can be very ugly very quickly. And so we have to look at, what does it actually cost? What is it going to cost me over time? If it's going to cost me 4% on my mortgage and I can earn 4% on my investments and I can stay in the 15% bracket, well, then it's kind of a push on the investments and I only pay 15% versus 28%. That saves me money over by paying it over time rather than one lump sum. So I don't want to pay it off if it's going to cost me that much more. Now, on the other side, if I'm going to be in a higher bracket in retirement, what the heck? Not that many people are there. There are some, but it's a minority of the retirees that are in a higher bracket in retirement than they were when they were working.
Yeah. Now, you say, just to get on that topic, you say, we say oftentimes that it's a good idea to do Roth conversions, where it makes sense to pay it now,
the taxes
now, as opposed to later on when you might be in a higher bracket. But if there aren't that many people who are going to be in a higher tax bracket, does that change anything with that strategy?
Well, you're talking about the Roth conversions?
Yes.
We're talking marginal, you know, issues here in the fact that if I have room in the current bracket, if I'm going to be, a lot of people have a little bit of room left in the current bracket, but by the time the required minimum distributions hit, not only will they take up that amount of room, but they'll be put into another bracket, but not by a huge amount.
Yeah.
So, but that's their rest of their life. But they're still most likely, that's a retiree.
Yes, it is.
That's a retiree who is doing one thing now and another later. I'm talking about somebody who was working now. Somebody who is working now, traditionally, their highest earning years are the 5 to 10 years prior to retirement. Those are also the lowest deduction years. Usually, the kids are out of the house. Not as much now as before, but usually the kids are out of the house. And even if they are back in the house, they're not a deduction anymore in many cases. You don't take them as a dependent. In many cases, the mortgage is lower now than it used to be, so you don't have as many deductions. You're in a lot of people are in a higher bracket that 5 to 10 year period of time prior to retirement than they are in retirement. Now, they may go back up when required minimum distributions hit, but they probably don't go up to what they were in their working years.
No.
So we're looking at different time horizons.
And what you're talking about here, once again, is just taking it up to the edge of the bracket, not taking it into the next tax bracket.
Usually. There are times, though, when they've done such a good job saving, 401Ks, IRAs, 457s, 403Bs, that they've got this huge pool of pre-tax money.
And that RMD is going to push them up into the next bracket anyway.
And it may make sense to, you know, you've got $10,000 left in the 15% bracket right now, but by the time the, you know, $120,000 required minimum distribution hits, you're going to blow through that $10,000 left in the 15, blow through the 25, blow into the 28% bracket. And if that's assuming both of you, or you and your spouse, are still alive. As a survivor, you're going to be in a much higher bracket. So it might make sense to use the next bracket even in that case.
We're going to jump into the next hour and talk to you more about this and other things. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air at Lucia Capital Group, the best way to do that, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented,
Canada, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.